Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hello, good morning, watermelons. The wisdom of watermelons. The awakening offered by watermelons. Eating the Tao. These watermelons feel like the future, nearly organic heirloom watermelons grown here in northern Michigan. I want watermelons to be like me, easy on the earth. These watermelons didn't need a long ride in a semi-truck to show up in my experience. I know of two farms in northern Michigan growing watermelons. Granted, they don't get ripe until September here, and for kids back in school, September isn't really summer. But since this is season 3 of the Daughter of God cast Summer Vacation, the ripening of watermelons tells us our timing is perfect. Summer is in full swing for us. We are on vacation from vacations. What else can watermelons tell us? They just feel good. They are round, an endless shape. Round and round and round forever. They are appealing to touch. The texture is smooth and firm. We can imagine this baby basking in the sun, both letting in the light and protecting the mysterious interior. A bit grippy, not slippery, even when wet. An ideal surface for grabbing, for holding, for carrying. They have weight, which is like a promise. I am holding a hefty reservoir of fourth phase water, a dense concentration of solar photons pumped in by leafy collectors. This is a heavy battery to power people. And the color, a redolent green, deep and dark, or alternately striped like a marquee, a broadcast, a signal, a message, a story. Once upon a time, a single seed, no bigger than a smiling child's fingernail, became many, encoding dirt, rain, and starlight into a strange new shape, a green roundness within variations of the original seed, and pink sweetness. The green calls out to creatures, to people especially. Roll me away, pick me up, carry me home. I am a treasure, a gift. I am refreshment, life. My seeds are tasty too. Make my rind into soup or pickles. Keep just one of my seeds, and the gift never ends. Round and round, eternal. I am watermelon, a perfect exemplar of all that can be, of deliciousness, of enlivenment, of vibrant health. I am a treasure, a gift, a becoming. I am pleasure, and I am forever. You know, the watermelon game is pretty amazing. The human game is different from the watermelon game, to be sure, but we can learn from the watermelons. We can take a hint from watermelon and be pleasure forever too. Why not? And now, catfishing. As a kid, I fished for fish, but that was long ago. What made me sad about fishing for fish was that when you caught them, the fish died, and then the game was over. Jesus took a bunch of fishermen and made them fishers of men. The disciples of Jesus didn't kill the men they caught, so that's a fishing upgrade in my opinion. Fishing for men, or women for that matter, is a bit problematic. Once you catch them, they tend to hang around, and I enjoy my solitude. So instead of fishing for fish or men, nowadays I fish for cats. Cattens, actually. Kittens who are almost cats. My farmer neighbors have a nice pride of barn cattens this year. There's nothing more relaxing than an afternoon fishing for cattens. A couple of things I've noticed. The first time fishing, the cattens were a little freaked out, leery of the lure. But after a few days, they figured out it was a game and started collaborating with me on the rules. A dramatic tackle and immobilization of the lure is a clear score for the cattens. They each have their own strategies. One catten follows the cast all the way out. Another waits to ambush when the lure is reeled in. Sometimes they hunt as a team, three or four cattens together. It feels like a nature documentary, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, or Planet Earth, cue David Attenborough. The best part is the interspecies communication aspect. I become the lure, imbuing a ripped-up old work glove with intelligence and agenda. I have to transfer my awareness to the lure and act like something cattens would want to hunt. But I am a human. My brain is bigger than a mouse or a bird's, so the cattens have to get smarter too. I'm investing in these cattens. I'm creating super cats. Ah, watermelons and cattens. I wonder whatever happened to the movie we were making called Dog? Cats, kittens, cattens, watermelon, summer vacation, podcast, you, me, the cosmos, smile. The thing about catfishing is you gotta be extra careful, because when cattens tackle the lure, they could get tangled in the thin line. I immediately let the line go slack and stop reeling in. If they are snagged, I gently capture the catten and carefully untangle him or her. Only lovers of cats can aspire to be great catfishers. Competence, compassion, and cat loving. You might be wondering, why haven't I gone pro? Isn't there big money to be made on the catfishing circuit? Sure, I could be raking the bucks and getting all sorts of free gear, not to mention catfishing groupies. I've got bigger fish to fry. I'm down with cats for sure. In 2018, I'm all about Dog, or Daughter of God. We're making a movie. Still.